A well-trod desert path blazed through the sand and kept up often enough that nothing drifts over it. It leads to a cave entrance tucked between some dunes, and as you go down into it, an unnatural light keeps the place illuminated enough to find your steps amid the slithering trails of the Nagas and Lamias who live there. You see a few ahead of you on the path as you enter. There are always a few traveling in and out, either transiting to the city or traveling further abroad. But this is where they call home. As you enter, to your left, there is a stepped city, white, almost ivory and marble buildings, inside a vast cavern. A hole in the roof, high above the top of some dune, lets sun in, a kind of chimney of stone. On the opposite side of the city, there are buildings sand-colored, or perhaps made of hardened sand. You veer toward these presently, turning right and walking down a back street, toward a door seldom used. The guard is normally asleep, but he's been scolded recently. Or, upon getting closer, you realize she's just wearing proper armor. Gazing down at you, the woman waves you through as she's been told to do. Walking inside, you see a long corridor lined with silk. This is an edge of the palace, that splendid building with its tall spired towers and its strange curving design, where silks and open archways are the call of the day. You see pillows and bowls of fruit that must be restocked, fluffed now and then. You see paintings and glorious golden statuary. And as you pass a little deeper, a second set of guards who also wave you through. These women are not armored, but are wearing silken sashes and revealing puffy pants. Their gaze upon you is impassive, and when you go past them, you feel a little bit unwelcome in this space. Nobody has given you an enthusiastic greeting, after all. But that thought never persists for long, because when you pass through the next silken archway, you feel arms, strong but light, around your shoulders as someone ambushes from behind, her hands over your eyes. Guess who? Her hissing, husky voice as she leads you to the center of the room. You feel her reaching past you with one hand while the other covers both eyes, taking something, bringing it past your ear to her lips, the bubbling of water, an inhalation of breath, her lips fastened to yours, your eyes still covered. She exhales, breathing into your mouth. You breathe in, smoke, faint, as she shotguns it into you. You breathe deeper, more of it fills your head, and your head feels fuzzy, soft, blank. She rubs your shoulders, removing her hand, but being careful to keep out of sight. You have the brief taste of her lips. You have a brief moment of the softness of her breasts against you, the feeling of her thighs. Or was it her thighs? No, it's just the point where her upper body joins her serpentine lower half, which has wound its tail companionably about your legs. She hisses in your ear, "Guess who?" And then slithers away. You turn, but you're never quite fast enough. You only see the tip of a tail vanishing into a vent overhead. They have their own weaving set of corridors. The women who occupy this space, what was once a harem, but is now just a living space for forgotten women here by tradition, likely the last generation of the harem. But they have needs, and among their needs is entertainment. This is why when you turn to one side, standing there is the instructor, the overseer. You know the colors of the Lamias who have left, who are not here. Red and blue and green. But this one is outlined in purple light. Rings on her fingers bearing amethyst stones. A purple gem in a piercing in her belly button. purple garb in silks, all shades, lighter for her veil, darker for her own leggings. They can't be said to be pants, although some of the Lamia over here do have legs and merely snake-like features. These are full and pure blood, with long, sinuous tails framed in veils of gauze and silk. They wear a kind of silken sleeve around part of their snake-like tails, along with silken armbands tied to rings around their middle fingers that extend in diamantine patterns back up their arms, linking to blouses that barely conceal massive breasts. And the purple one, the matron, has huge, moving, slithering closer, yes, huge breasts, and her eyes seem to draw you in, and the sparkle of her jewelry, and the movement of the silk, and what were you thinking about? She crooks one finger, beckoning you to follow. Oh yes, it must be time for a tour. Again. Or is this the first time? All you know is that it's not the last. Now, little jewel, she says endearingly, reaching down and running her hand over your scalp once more. You want it back, don't you? You see the purple light rebounding off her glasses, rebounding off her jewelry, the clink of bangles, and the arm and hand jewelry she's wearing. You observe how beautiful she looks, standing in front of you with her cock erect, her pussy dripping. Everything just feels right and good. She's waving that cock in front of your face, and yes, you do notice, although it takes a long time for thoughts to move inside your head, you notice how her thickness is there. You think to yourself, yes, you would like it back, and try to find the words. Peculiarly, though, words do not arrive. You try to think about it again, but there's just a warm spark. You wonder to yourself, surely you're in full possession of your faculties, so isn't it strange that nothing is coming out? She leans down and smiles. You might be confused, dear, she says. Just look at the cock and you'll get your answer. And so you do. Crossing your eyes and staring at the base, the purple gem there throbs and throbs, and your head pleasantly answers with echoing, spasming shivers. You give in to the light, and then you hear her from above you, or is it the light speaking it, your dazed, drooling, masturbating, mindless form, bound back from climax and immersed in how it feels like all your thoughts have warmly floated to the top of the inside of your head? Well, that form doesn't really know. When she leans down, and she purrs out something, is it her saying it or the light? Say the words, please let me suck. Your tongue might be a little heavy. And then she gives you time. Time to say it as much, as many as you want, and of course, it seems perfectly reasonable that you'd want to say anything she wanted you to. She's so pretty. Glowing and warm, and her tails wrapped around you, comforting, holding you up, muscular and strong. She just seems so strong. You bite your lip, beautiful and strong, and above you, warm feelings. Those words she tells you again, please let me suck. Please let me suck, dear. Say those words. She encourages you, eggs you on. Her own big, thick cock is dripping pre-cum on the floor below. You see the jewel shine brighter and it draws your eyes in. But around it all is the clinking of the bangles on her arms, the smell of distant incense and the hookah from the main room, the way she moves above, her purple silks discarded nearby, letting you see everything. Her fluids seem to drip faintly purple as well, and you wonder what might have made its way into your system. But of course nothing has. Of course you are canny and calm and comfortable and fully in the world of the waking, and yet your mouth drips, and yet your tongue hangs out, and yet smiling and giggling as you say the words is natural. Please let me suck. Please let me suck. Again and again the words echo and resound, rebound inside your head, and there's lots of room inside your head and body, with all your thoughts floating like balloons on the ceiling of your mind. And so the words flow. The snake woman smiles from above you. Her scales are soft as they entwine your body, leaving your hands free enough to touch yourself, free enough to stimulate. But if you tried to fall forward or back, you would be held up and aloof, your face at head level, for normal standing. But right now, at the same level as her cock and her pussy. The words were bounding, resounding out of you, stumbling, fumbling, warm, dripping words. Please let me suck. Please let me suck. She says, good. Now the next part. Please let me suck your cock. Those words rebound inside your head too. Please let me suck your cock. Echoing from your mouth, from your lips, from your mind, you think them hard, say them hard. It seems so easy to clear your mind with all your thoughts floating on the ceiling like that. And she smiles. You're very pretty, dear, she says, staring down, looking at how you're bejeweled, glowing. She is glowing, the purple light still invades. Her pupils now seem overlaid with that spiral, but they are dilated and yours are too. Whatever the magic is of this place, it is in both of you. Please let me suck your cock. Those words again and again. To her, to that massive, thick member in front of your face, dripping precum, the veins standing out, the head bulbous and big enough to fill your entire mouth. Please let me suck your cock. The words, when they come out of you, seem natural and normal. There's a flare from the rings on your fingers, a euphoric reward through your system, spasming and shivering, and yet climax is not here yet. When she's satisfied, she nods and gestures behind you, but turning is impossible. You hear slithering, someone approaching. You hear a slick sound of a hand moving, something wet and hot, and you know what it is the moment that the tip of another thick cock presses right against your rear entrance and just stays there. For this part, we need a little help, dear. Keep touching. She encourages you, taking a gentler tone once you've changed out of the first set of jewelry. It appears she knows how to speak to you because it just feels so right to relax your ass and to allow it to be filled. Because in that moment, her coils push you backward, and another woman, one of the snake girls from the main room, leans against you. She smells of smoke and pleasure and heat. She leans over your shoulder, but you can't see her hair, her color. You don't know which one it is, but you know her cock is thick and hard, and it drips inside your ass, beginning to fill you with just 1 inch inside. In front of you, the cock presented to your mouth, you suck it. She tilts you forward in her coils. You're diagonally held. Your ass is pointed out toward the one behind you, and your mouth is impaled on her cock, pushing deeper, more and more of it filling your mouth. You're still murmuring the words around it, please let me suck your cock, because that's what you were told to say. But you're murmuring them around the cock, which is a funny thing. The taste is divine. Sweet, salt, musk, endless, mindless sucking, desperately pressing her engorged cock into your mouth, and she goes from overbearing teacher or coddling figure to mindless, sweating, squeezing wreck in a moment. It seems she doesn't get sucked off much because her cock jumps in your mouth the moment you wrap your tongue, your lips around it, the moment you begin to suck. You suck it deep enough that her head rolls back, and she just starts rutting, moving it against your mouth, using your mouth. It feels right and good, happy and blank, and you can still see so much of the jewelry, so much pretty, fascinating, overwhelming pleasure. You're just so lucky to be here. Your mouth drools around the cock, but that doesn't matter. Your mind drools out of you. Your hands are still able to touch because she's suspending you with coils wrapped around you, and that's a wonderful gift. The pleasure of being held up by her, not to mention you are slowly being filled behind. Some kind of tingling lubricant coats the big cock being pushed into your rear, slowly, step by step, moving in. You feel slithering behind you, more and more of the length spreading and filling you, but she only goes a few inches in. It doesn't matter, because that's all you can feel, squeezing, squeezing your ass around it. You feel a further spark from the gems on your rings. You feel a further spark from the thoughts floating at the top of your head. You are rocked in the coils of the matron. She pushes her length into your throat, filling you. You suck on it, dripping, feeling her pre-cum flow, musky, salty down your tongue, feeling her length widening your mouth out, the veins. You inspect them with your tongue. You lick and suck at the back muscle, fastening your lips around it in a vacuum seal, eager and happy, just feeling what you can do. Plus, the more of her cock she pushes in your mouth, the closer your eyes get to that purple gem on the ring at the base, and you like the sparkly, pretty, mesmerizing pleasure of it. The closer you get to that gem, the more complete you are, and this encourages you to open your throat, your mouth, welcome her in. The one behind you begins to thrust, moving 3 inches in and out. In and out. Slowly, her cock begins to pulse in your ass. She must have been getting ready outside the room. She's about to spurt, but something's widening right at the base where you can feel it entering your ass. An egg. One of those big, warm eggs that the girls here can spurt out of their thick cocks. Working its way up, you feel the shaft bulge. You feel the egg push inside, warm, thickly sliding in. She groans behind you, pulling her body against yours. She groans and spurts hot, lubricating seed all around the eggs. They slide inside. She spends but a moment moaning before clamping her hand over her mouth. She's groaning and pressing against you, but it's muffled. The matron in front of you grips your scalp and pulls you on her cock. She must have been horny from where you licked her pussy earlier, because she begins to spurt almost immediately when she lets go. She gives in as soon as she sees that the eggs are spurting into your ass, moving, causing a feeling of expansion, squeezing, pulling them deeper. Warm waves of pleasure inside you. You feel full, so full, and then your mouth is full of warm seed. The matron pulls back, pressing the tip of her cock right against the roof of your mouth and squirting so that her cum will rain down on your tongue. You can feel her going semi-soft already, but she holds on, gripping you in her coils. You see the muscles of her abdomen tense, the glow of those purple gems getting a little more intense, and she pushes herself into your mouth just enough to feel her own seed squelching around her cock. You swallow because something inside your head, something in the rings you're wearing, something in the pulse of your squeezing ass around those eggs tells you swallow, swallow warm. Please, may I suck your cock? Please, can I suck your cock? That thought inside your head again and again. And then shivering, she begins to set you down.